and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind, I look for peace, but see, I don't attain.
What I need for peace, how happy, how excited I am to be back. Why? Because I've been having, I don't know what's going on, but for whatever reason, my equipment wants to go. And even today, it was a little bit rough to get it started, but yet, it got started nonetheless. Why? Because I would do anything for you folks, even if I needed to put out those terrible episodes that the sound quality is just atrocious. I don't know what happened. I don't know if something happened during the transit. I couldn't tell you. Anyway, it's not important. But I did want to tell you was I wanted to do a different segment. It was a different segment last week. So if you didn't hear it live, I'm sorry. You're probably not. There's a chance that you might not hear because I did like a home goods segment with a. With a cookie pizza. It was like a dessert pizza and was supposed to be for the holiday weekend for those who celebrated. Nonetheless, there was a lot going on over the weekend anyway. For instance, things that will be talked about in the entertainment. See what I did there? Got all excited, you're like, but no. What do you do when you're trying to, what do you do when you're caught? No, that's going to be the question of the day. See? All these teasers for things to come. I wanted to maybe do a repeat of last week's show, but then I was like, that's last week. Like, let's just get over it. I hope everyone had a good holiday weekend. I know a lot of the kids didn't have school. If you're in Florida, I know it rained. And of course, we're getting different. And I wonder what it's like going to be like. I don't know about the weather in any other places. I know it's snowing in Minnesota or Washington. Like there's going to be some kind of snowstorm, perhaps. Question. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about today. Why? Because I came ill prepared, just like the other shows before. I feel like I just should just let the show take a life of its own. Like it'll just do whatever. Like you know how it just naturally flows. So that way it doesn't even sound rehearsed or prepared because it never is prepared. That's not true. We prepare here sometimes, every once in a while, maybe once every year, if you're lucky enough to catch that show. It sounds like he's prepared this show. Oh, he has facts. He knows what he's going to talk about with the facts and everything. It usually gets thrown away anyway. Like, usually halfway through the show, like, we start talking about something else or something. I drift off into a different conversation. And then I think that would be a better, like, question of the day or facts or whatever. So I just think that's hilarious. But I do have news. Speaking of facts, there will be none today. I know what you're thinking. I've said this before, and I'm sorry. If you came here strictly for the facts, then I'm going to lie to you right now and tell you that the facts are still here, so that way you listen to the entire show. Hey, there were no facts. But I got you to stay. No. For those who love the facts, I'm sorry, it's coming back. Like I said, there's a lot of technical difficulties over here, and getting the soundboard up and running again was priority number one. So luckily that worked out, and hopefully it continues to keep working for me, because last time I got through an entire 2-3 segments, then realized that something wasn't right. And I was right. Something was not right. So I'm glad that worked. But not for the podcast, because I still have those segments, and I'm debating how to edit them down or whatever, because it just, and I don't think there's a way. And I don't think that it's just too, I don't know what's wrong with it. Some of it, like, every once in a while, I'll say, it doesn't matter. Somebody's like, oh, all you need to do is, well, a lot of good that does me. Unless you message me on one of the many platforms that you can reach me on, Podcaster being one of them, now connected with Spotify, and also used to be known as Anchor.fm. You can also reach us on Instagram, DailyShift4. DailyShift4, and you don't have to write out F-O-U-R. Just hit that one number button. DailyShift4. That's going to be Instagram. Don't forget about the other ways to hear the podcast. If it goes up, and it better today. I mean it. Otherwise, I don't care what I got. I'm placing it up for you folks. Why? Because I love you. That's why. Just like I hope you love the other ways to listen, which could be on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and so many other ways. And don't forget about the Wisdom app. The Wisdom app where you can hear the after show talks. Now, I do want to remind people that there are tons of ways to listen to the show, but each embodiment is different. All of them are different. I want you to keep that in mind. If you listen live, you're going to get some music where you're going to be able to call in and ask for certain songs. If you listen to the podcast, then you just want to hear me talk for whatever reason and hear us goof off and make poop jokes. You can do so without listening to the music. So you get to just hear the meat and potatoes, if that's your meat and potatoes, or just potatoes. I don't know what you like. And then you also have the Wisdom app, where it's a completely different thing, where you can just talk to me, and if you have questions, or just have a question in general that maybe you sent in a question of the day, and I just didn't get it because you're on, I can't receive it from, like, iTunes, questions, or whatever the case may be, that's a way that you can talk to me, and I didn't mean for that to rhyme. But if it rhymed, it's not a crime. I'm going to stop there before I turn into Dr. Seuss. And Dr. Seuss is like, I'd never put those words together. Not in that order. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to The Daily Shift. And I want you all to have a fantastic Monday night or Tuesday morning. Just as amazing as I know your holiday weekend was. And if it wasn't, now it is time for your redemption song. Speaking of songs, we're going to go ahead and get into some right now. All you have to do is don't touch anything. And if you're just waiting for me to get back, then hold on. I'll be right back. This is The Daily Shift. Keep it locked.
Brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are, baby.
I had a dream, we were The Daily Shift. Happy to be back once again to bring you the question of the day. And it has to do with, especially over holiday week, in general, you don't have enough time to visit everybody all at once. Or wouldn't that be nice if you could just have like your own private like little Thunderdome and like invite all your friends or whatever, and that way there's no reason that you have to set up and make sure that you visit everybody, or people don't have to hunt you down. Which leads me to the question of the day. Yes, it has to do with hunting your own friends down or being hunted down by your friends. Now, a friend and I, we were walking and there was a store that another friend was in, and we particularly didn't necessarily try to avoid it, but we usually stop in and say hi, so we broke routine. Now, I can tell you what didn't happen. We didn't just get to walk. we kept walking, and we walked around to the back, and we were heading to a different, like, area. Like, the it's, like, connected to another plaza. So we were heading over there. We walked around the back. They literally ran out the back door. Okay, they didn't run out the back door. But first of all, how did they even know when we were going to be there? Were they counting our paces or something? I don't know what they were doing, but they didn't even run out the front door and yell, like, try to get our attention. They ran. We were at the back where their back door is. And then they came out the back and they're like, oh, so you guys aren't going to just stop in and say hello? And I was like, who on earth? And I turned around and I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. Why on earth? I didn't know what to say. I had nothing to say. Have you ever been in that situation where you're caught? Where you're caught, like, trying to, what's the word? Not avoid. We weren't trying to avoid them. We just didn't want to go in there. Like, not today, sorry. But it was, like, this was, I want to say 2 weeks ago. But, like, still, I was like, well, and then there's some time, I don't know. What do you do? What do you personally do? How do you resolve that issue? I know how I resolve. I didn't say anything. I let my friend do the talking on that one as I slowly backed away. And then next thing you know, we're yelling. And I'll be like, oh, no, we'll be back. We'll be back. That's going to be my go-to answer. We'll be back. We'll be back. It's okay. We'll be back. We're not coming back. We're walking the other way. I don't care if I have to take a bus around, like, and, like, just to get back to my car. I don't care what I have to do. I'm not going back. After that, no. You said hi. That's the way you wanted us to say hi. Who knows? Maybe afterwards it's like we would have been like, hey, let's go in there and stop in and say what's up. Because we passed there earlier. So we're like, let's go. Okay, yeah. And I think we just went to go and get, like, white cheddar popcorn, which is delicious. Like, that's one of my favorite popcorns. Anything with cheese. Not any cheese, but most cheese. Which I want to talk about something real quick. What's a weird combination of food that you've seen that you know somebody has done, but you will never, ever do? For instance, I asked a friend of mine, because they made something, and it smelled really good. I was like, what was that? I'm like, oh, well, we made it was spaghetti and meatballs. And then they showed me the spaghetti and meatballs and made, like, a little small plate. Not for me. It was for them. And then they were like, oh, do you want a meatball to, like, try it, to try the sauce, to try like, all the spices and flavors and whatever else they put in there? I was like, no, I'm okay. And then I thought about it because I was like, that actually does look really good. And I was like, you know what? And then I saw them take a bottle of blue cheese. At first I thought it was ranch, but then I saw on the front it was blue cheese. And they squirted it on the side of, like, it was in the sauce and stuff like that, but it was off to the side in the spaghetti. Now, I don't know who else does this, but if you are one of these people or you know someone who's doing this, I'm begging you, please stop. That spaghetti did nothing to you. I don't know if it's something that people do with lasagna, because I don't even like one of the things that are usually in lasagna, which is ricotta cheese. But if you're putting blue cheese on stuff, you gotta stop. It's not ranch. I don't even like ranch on really anything else other than vegetables. I can't think of anything. I mean, what was that? But no, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even finish. They put the blue cheese in they squirted it, and then as I was like, you know what, it's fine, it's over to the side, I was like, I'll take I was about to say a meatball, and then, oh no, that's what it was. No, I did get to ask. I was like, you know what, I'll take a meatball, and then she, like, as I finished that sentence, she took a fork and started swirling it all together, and then she was like, oh, you want one? And I was like, never mind, forget it. That was, like, the one time that I've ever like not taking something just to be nice, because I would have taken it, put it in a napkin, and then like been like, oh, I forgot something down in the car, and like thrown it like halfway across the world or something. I would have just like fed. I would have been like, I'm feeding a cat that's like hungry, or a bird or something. I would have, but that was too much. Blue cheese and spaghetti. I could. There's nothing in me that's gonna allow that. I don't know. I could. I'm not gonna even say that situation, but I could be in a terrible situation, like held captive in a Walmart or like a Publix or something, or any grocery store. I could be, if I'm in a grocery store, I'd be just fine. I could be locked in a container with only combinations, like all the food is just spaghetti and blue cheese mixed together. That's the only, and it's a pre-made like that. I'm just going to have to starve, or I'm going to have to like start, I'm going to start figuring out what part of my body I could go without and start eating. Like that would be, blue cheese. And I know there's a combination out there for somebody who and I would never even have thought like somebody would do that. So that's why I'm like, because when I first saw somebody mix, I will never forget, I was in like elementary school, and then somebody took a slice of like cheese pizza from the cafeteria and mixed mayo and ketchup and swirled it on top. Or was it ranch and I don't know. I think it was mayo. But I think they're interchangeable for some people. I don't know. I don't care. I want you all to stop. This has gone too far. This is getting ridiculous. And I'm sure there's maybe a combination that I like that some people wouldn't like. One of mine is peanut butter and syrup. If you've never had a peanut butter and syrup sandwich, you wouldn't understand until you've had it. Peanut butter and honey is pretty delicious. Peanut butter and banana. A lot of peanut butter combinations coming out here today. Anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to go into what may or may not be the facts, but hopefully I can get them to work. And then if I do, then that means that, well, you'll have facts. And we'll be that much closer to the end or the beginning of your day. I hope everyone had a fantastic holiday weekend as we head into, well, you know, the next holiday. Or, in this case, it's just going to be Easter Monday, as known. Like, it's, there is no more holidays right now. Anyway, I hope everyone had a fantastic Easter Monday, had a fantastic Easter Sunday, and we'll have a fantastic Tuesday. If you saw Monday Night Raw, then you saw some really, really, I thought the Cody Rhodes segment was really good, and maybe we'll talk more about that in the entertainment segment. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Don't move a muscle. And I hope so. It's been for you as well. It was a pretty good Monday. Got to talk to some friends. Another friend got another job. They are fulfilling something that they love. Even, I guess, as a kid, like, we talked more about it. We were all surprised. I'm sorry. Before we go any further, there's not going to be any facts, but there is going to be advice. Honestly, I don't know what it's going to be called. I don't think it's going to be called anything. I think this is just going to be like another talking segment. But no, I just wanted to press those buttons. It doesn't feel like the Daily Shift if those buttons aren't pressed. But no, they got a new job, but they quit the day before they start. And I was like, you know, maybe you should keep both jobs for a little bit, you know, because you're seniored in somewhere. So you're grandfathered in somewhere. Like, you have a good job, you know, it's paying your bills and it's keeping you, you know, fed and a roof over your head and whatnot. And they're going for a job that I mean, it could be, and I'm happy for them, but it's a career choice. They're going to be a mechanic. Now, they have experience, but what else do you have under your belt? Because I know them, and it's like, well, they're missing a few credentials. But if they already got the job and they're starting tomorrow, I'm like, well, let them, because, I mean, I've had car problems before. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying I know who they are. And at that point, it's like, would you let any of your friends work in your car? And I know there's a lot of people that would say yes, because I've had friends that have worked on my car before. And I mean, like, worked on it. Like, they came over and then, but they also had, like, their own business going and stuff like that. Now, this person in particular, I don't know if I would let you. That's, you know, I don't know, but I do hope they do well though. I'm not saying it. I just would have in my personal. I told them I would keep both for right now, both jobs. See, if you don't even know if you're gonna like your new boss, you don't know if you're gonna be really. You don't know like what your hours are gonna look like. Oh well. I'm sure they said the training. I mean, well, they have more information than I do, but like I said, I don't know. Like, you don't know if you're going to like your new job. And if you keep both jobs, at least you have the option of saying, you know what, this place isn't for me. I'm going to apply somewhere else. But now, you kind of stuck yourself there. So even if you're in a rough position, now you have to stay there and try to figure out your next move. Not to mention, the job they had before was paying them at a pretty consistent basis. Now you have to wait for your first paycheck, and you have to readjust to that. Like, well, my bill is due this day, but they haven't paid me. I don't get paid till this day. You know, now things are moving around, and you know, like, give yourself time to adjust to your new living position. Even if you're going to a better new living position, you don't want to just suddenly stop. Like I said, they just left. They left before they even got to start their first day. Give yourself a little time. Like, keep that equity that you had coming in, that money that you had coming in. Keep that coming in until your first paycheck. Even if you're like, well, I got my first paycheck, I'm out of here. Or I got my first paycheck now from this place, out of here, because now you're in a better position. I don't know, but I personally think that was not a great move, but they know better than I do about their living situation and their income and their bills and all that kind of stuff. So maybe this was something that had to be done, but it just feels like it was a little rushed. They just came in and were like, nope, I'm done. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, wow, that's, are you sure you wanted to do that? Are you sure that was a great idea? And other friends were saying, like, there's another friend, of course they were supporting. Some were supportive, like, in the sense of, like, oh, no, you did the right thing. And, like, if you don't like your job, then you should leave. And it's like, yeah, absolutely you should leave. But you should make sure you have 2 feet planted to the ground before you stop doing any, like, you know, before anything changes. That's what I think. Like, make sure you're set up in a position to where you can just quit and that you're gonna be fine if you don't find something in the next week or two. Like, let's say now that, I don't know what's gonna happen. I hope everything works out just fine. I'm sure she's good at what she does. I'm sure she's a great mechanic. And I don't know. I hope that everything is okay. So, I don't know. What would you say to your friend if they just quit their job and they're like, oh, no, I'm starting a new job tomorrow. It's like my dream job. Even if it's a dream job, that might not be your dream place. That might not be your dream place to work or spot or whatever. That's why I think it's important to just mull these things over. That's why people always say, let it sit, let it marinate. You know, just don't let it marinate too long. Like, I mean, if it's your dream job, like, I mean, at the first chance that you get, yeah, I mean, go ahead and get your foot in the door. And then also, like, on your next resume, it's like, well, you know, on your next job interview, well, I was going to work here at this place, but it wasn't the right fit for me. Oh, really? That place was very nice. Well, what happened? It was just the management style. It just didn't fit me. There was, you know, just, you know, at least that way you can say you've had the experience, but you don't want to be in a position where you have to take the next offer because you're running out of funds or whatever the case may be, you know. But I'm happy for them, and you should be happy for your friends when they get a dream job, because if that's the one that they want to go with, especially when it leads into a career like she has going on. So I'm definitely happy for her. I just wish that she went about it a better way. And isn't that a good trait to have in a friend? When they want something, they want better for you. They're not speaking ill. It's like, well, I wish you would have done this. They're not trying to bring you down. They're just wanting you to be successful in every single manner. And that's all I've wanted. That's all I want for them. I want them to be successful in the way that they go about this. And I don't want them to have to be, oh, well, you know, I'm still looking for a job now because that place didn't work out. But everyone likes an I told you so story. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. And it makes you the automatic right person all the time. Well, I trust what they said. Didn't you say that she should have quit the last job? Like, didn't you? Well, Clutch said that she should. Clutch's plan sounded pretty solid. I don't know. I don't trust your judgment. But Clutch, I think they got the right idea. No, I never have the right idea. But I do have an idea right now which might work out for everybody. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some entertainment. Why? Because that's what we do here. Sometimes. Apparently, sometimes we do things. Sometimes we don't. Like the facts. We didn't do that. And, but maybe I'll do. I did like the Home Goods segment. That was so much fun. I did like the Betty Crocker cookie pizza last week. And I think I might do like a dessert like a week or something. Because that was, or something. Like if you heard, like there's a lot in there. There's ways to cook chicken, poultry, and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'll talk about it at some point. Maybe, who knows, it'll come back up. I'm sure. This is the Daily Shift. And just as sure as I'm sure, Facts will be back, along with the Home Goods segment. I'm sure you'll be back. Why? Because that's the only way to hear the rest of the show and hear the entertainment. Right here on The Daily Shift. Don't move a muscle. But I'm smiling at everything. Therapy. You were never a friend to me. And you can keep all your misery. Some of the good stuff, like the entertainment. I hope you are excited for it. Why? Because Oh, so much has been seen, so much. Okay, so Cody Rhodes on let's talk TV show. WWE Raw is something I enjoy watching. I hope others enjoy watching as well. Cody Rhodes made an amazing speech. In case you missed it, they're still coming down from WrestleMania 39. So it's still great. A lot of stuff that's happening. It's just fun to watch. And WrestleMania Backlash is coming up. So more stuff there. Cody Rhodes' speech. Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio. There's a lot. The Judgment Day. There's a lot to happen. A lot of questions. The Usos and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Of course, Matt Riddle is back. I'm waiting for the return of Randy Orton. I'm sorry. Who isn't? But that's something that I've been. What's something that you folks like? Did you like the Shazam? Shazam 2? I'm sorry. Battle of the Gods? Shazam Battle of the Gods, of course. Also, oh my gosh. There was some Creed 3. I wanted to talk about Creed 3 because I. But should I do that tomorrow? No, let's do Creed 3 today. How about that? Creed 3 was different. I didn't like the slow-mo thing. Now, if you watch the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I felt like it was just, I don't know. It didn't feel, have that Rocky-esque feel to it. But I mean, I did I like where they like went with a lot of the story. I just felt like it missed something. But I feel that way about a lot of movies. But if I had to score it, I don't know what it was missing. It was good, but I'm gonna have to give that a 6.5 on my scale. That's my scale. And my scale doesn't make any sense. So. I don't know. Maybe it's something that you should check out. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I just know that I personally didn't enjoy it as much as I thought it was going to. Something was just missing. And I don't know what it is. Maybe I should go back and just reorder it and watch it again and see if it, you know, I don't know. Who knows? What I do know is that I did find another Fruity Pebbles candy bar. I was looking for it. But you know, this is why I don't like when candy bars melt. Because then, like, when they reform, like, all the flavor is in, like, one side, and it's like, when it's in its natural state, it's like, you know, there's, anyway. What's going to happen now is that we are going to go. Because it's something that we should have done a long time ago. No, not really. But I want you to keep it locked. Don't forget about the other great shows that you can hear. Don't forget about the other amazing shows on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Vibe, the Jazz Lounge, My Spin Radio. So many ways to listen, yet so little time. And I hope you find the time. Why? Because if you're going to bed and it's nighttime, then good night. And we'll have to see you next time. But if it's morning and you're just getting your day started, then good morning. And go have fun, enjoy your day. Orders from the Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked until next time. See you around.
Drink and I'll be healed. I told you the words and I knew it was a lie. I wish I could offer an appeal. You're